The peak mortgage industry body has kicked out 1,500 mortgage brokers for failing to meet minimum standards. Mortgage brokers are the middlemen who get paid a commission for arranging home loans for customers with banks and other financial institutions. The Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia says the brokers did not complete a TAFE certificate, which ensures that they understand the law, the products and interest rate calculations. Here's finance reporter Sue Lannan.
Consumer Group Choice puts it the best. On its website it says you can be a panel beater one day and a mortgage broker the next. The debate over industry standards has been going on for years. Phil Naylor, the head of the peak body, the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia, says they've expelled 1,500 people to clean up the industry's image.
Well, the board of the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia about 2 years ago decided that the minimum standard for membership would be that you had to at least have achieved a qualification which is called Certificate 4 in Mortgage and Finance Broking, and we gave members quite some time to reach that standard. Unfortunately, around about 1,500 as of the 1st of September hadn't reached that standard, so we had no alternative but to cancel their memberships.
So what didn't they know?
If they haven't done the program, there's no evidence that they understand the different considerations they need to take into account in terms of laws relating to finance and mortgage broking, different loan products that are available, how to calculate service requirements and so forth. There's a whole host of things in there that a basic mortgage broker really needs to know before they even start operating.
But these people can still keep operating as mortgage brokers, can't they?
Legally they can. We can only ever control our membership. There is national credit legislation about to come into being later this year that will also set requirements for brokers and other people involved in the industry. But we think that most reputable lenders are fairly keen to see that their brokers belong to an appropriate industry body. So we think the fact that their membership with us has been ceased will not go unnoticed.
Nicole Rich from the Consumer Law Action Centre is hoping to see some changes.
Under the new laws that are going through Parliament, ASIC's going to have responsibility for licensing or potentially taking licences off people if they want to be a broker or an advisor and so on. But ASIC doesn't necessarily have enough powers to actually decide whether somebody shouldn't get a licence because they're not competent. They're quite limited in when they can and can't give a licence. And so going forward into phase two of the development of these laws, which will begin next year, we will be looking at, you know, pushing the government to give ASIC the powers to be able to do that. And I think that the action by the Professional Association today does put some pressure on the government and ASIC to make sure that they do their job of weeding out incompetent brokers and advisors from the industry.
Nicole Rich, Policy Director of the Consumer Law Action Centre, ending that report by Sue Lannan.